Item five, Parks Use and Pavilion Rental Regulations for Franklin Woods. Whose is this? Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, I believe in the discussion at the last common council meeting, this was referred to me. If you look at page 47 in the packet, I did provide the statutory as well as municipal code regulations and laws. I can bottom line them for you with regard to Parks Commission authority, and this arose from, as the commission chairman mentioned earlier during citizen comment, the rental of the property and the method. There were questions at the meeting regarding the method of determinations with regard to alcohol beverages availability in city parks. Can all be boiled down to the last section on page 47, second last section, under municipal code, the powers and duties of the commission. Commission has the charge and supervision of all city parks and recreation programs subject to mayor and council supervision. So it's a supervisory authority, and right below that is section 2708 of the statutes, which provides all city park board powers, and subsection 1 simply states city may create a board of park commissioners, and that park commission is authorized and charged with the powers and duties per the statute or otherwise as provided by ordinance. So simply put, ultimately, and you can put up 53 different alternatives, and I thought there already were, in effect, recommendations, if you will, and determinations from the Parks Commission with regard to the use of Franklin Woods' Kayla's Playground. If the council was happy with those, then no action is necessary. And I understand, and I did talk to Parks Liaison staff and Department of City Development, and an example was Vernon Bard Park, new pavilion was created, et cetera, et cetera. And the Parks Commission ultimately rented it out without council participation, even though the council members are aware of actions by the Park Commission, by minutes and agenda distribution and the like. Staff also advised the reason that there had not been prior rental of the pavilion in Franklin Woods was because there had been no restroom facilities. And so that's why that did not occur in the ordinary course of business. On the flip side, you heard the chairman here earlier today mention an understanding that there is certain unique nature to the questions raised with regard to Franklin Woods. The discussion at the last council meeting also mentioned input from area residents and property owners and like, and perhaps that should be done beforehand. So based on the discussion at the last meeting, there is an alternate in lieu of or instead of no action, a motion to, in effect, put everything on hold, direct the Parks Commission and staff to not rent the pavilion at Franklin Woods, et cetera, as on the action sheet on page 48, pending conducting of a neighborhood meeting, either by the alderperson for the district or staff can be directed to set that up.
Couple of things. There are reservations pending. One of the big purposes of the reservation is that $100 security deposit to, in effect, give us some leverage about cleaning the place up after they're done. So that's one of the reasons for that. It's also good to know who's renting the park. There is stuff there now that can be damaged. This is for the pavilion only, not the patio, not the playground, not the bathrooms. So.
Well, thank you, Your Honor. You know, I think I don't know where I would begin on this because it's now the next item we could have maybe made Ms. Runty happy and just purchased the 12 and move on. But I mean, I plan on supporting 12 now that we have all the proper information, which we didn't have the last meeting. But frankly, in this job, we're going to get criticism. We're going to have citizens who show up and make accusations, which did happen at a meeting, saying there was a cabal and other things. And maybe it's the terminology that was used that frustrate people. And frankly, you know, some of us read, you know, on social media and read comments and outright lies. I didn't realize that IKEA approached Alderman Wilhelm and I, and we told them, nope, if it's not at 76 in Rawson, it's not going to happen. I mean,
don't
that's
even
just
repeat a lie.
Outright lies. But, you know, the thing is, we deal with it. Do we like it? Probably not. Do we appreciate it? No. But people have the right to criticize us. That's fine. Absolutely fine. But let me tell you something. Tomorrow's 10 months since Marcy passed away. 10 months. And what I've learned in that last 10 months is I really don't care if people don't like me. I really don't care if people criticize me and call me a name or the job that I do, they think there's these ulterior motives. And they put words in my mouth all the time. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. And I've dealt with a campaign where I heard lots of lies and nasty things. Okay? That being said, I think this project is a great project. A great project for our community. I think what's there, you see kids playing. I mean, it's not just for our community, it's for neighboring communities too. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. However, I still believe the process stunk. It was rushed. And it was those type of actions that caused some of the animosity in that area. Because to have neighbors who still call me, still email me, frustrated with what's going on, it was because a decision was made, and then the city said, now we want your input. And, you know, for people not to believe yet, and not everybody in that area dislikes it, there's many that do, but there's still a number of them. And if you want to take a look at paperwork with the recall, look who signed it. Look who signed it. Look at all those people that did. And they knew what they were signing. I've looked at the paperwork. I've seen the signatures. I know the people from serving this area for, what, 6.5 for the last 8 years? And, oh, by the way, 81% of the vote in that area. So I think I know the frustration level. So my whole thing with this issue is I want to hear from the neighbors. I think the Parks Commission should hear from it. The council should hear from it. And frankly, the way I was seeing social media stirring things up, I had some that said, you know, should we even show up? Are we going to get vilified ourselves for speaking out against this, that we don't want all call there, or maybe we don't want to rent it out at all? And I said, well, take your chance, you know, show up if you want to. Well, you can see there was really no angry mob. And there was also people that weren't ready to look at them and say, how dare you, you know, be against this project or against us renting it out? Because that is happening all the time. And you talk about integrity. What about the integrity of the people that are putting out false information out there, which they do all the time about where this body, like we're against kids and against disabled. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic. All right? So I want to hear. And whenever there was a meeting at City Hall in the basement, I believe, with staff and Jerry, and I think I was invited. I'm a busy guy, didn't fit in my calendar. But I talked to staff, and I said, before we do anything, we should send out a mailing, let the residents know, get some feedback. And they're like, well, we're not doing that. Went to Parks. It was approved. Okay. All right. So the fact that I'm hearing today that, oh, man, we have this long line of people waiting. When was that meeting that took place? Was it in January? Was it in, I mean, it was in the winter months that meeting took place. I think the clerk was there. I think it was Jerry. Glenn, were you there? I know Alderwoman Mayor was invited. I don't believe you made it. Mayor Olson, I think you're there. I think Ms. Runty was there based on who was invited. Some planning staff, maybe. I don't know. But I know I made the comment, made the phone call, and said, let's get some input. Well, that wasn't. So now we're here, and now we're hearing, oh, don't delay renting. But this is once again a situation where we're going to make a decision. You have people across the street. You have people in the subdivision behind. I mean, the chairman of Parks has supposedly heard from a few of his neighbors that they have concerns that maybe we should look at. I mean, so the motion that is there is something that I think is something that's necessary. But at the same time, you know, delaying renting the pavilion, in the meantime, you know, if, maybe if we, you know, Alderwoman Wilhelm called me today and said, well, maybe we could just do this in the interim until we make a decision. You know, this is just a temporary thing. No alcohol. We could just strike that out and allow it to be, you know, rented so until we make a decision on exactly what's going to go on there. Because, I think this is a great project. And I have friends, kids that I know have been out there. They speak very highly of it. But I'm not going to put the people that I represent in a position where we're going to make a decision and then tell them, all right, now you can tell me what you think. So that would be, and I appreciate Alderwoman Wilhelm for recommending that. And I want to maybe hear from the rest of the council what they have to think, what they think about it. But it's the new alderman across, as the mayor called them, the rookie. Those people were not too happy either. I know, because when I was running, that's not my district, and I had my sign in their yards.
Alderman Barber.
I don't mind rookie.
I don't think you're, but you've been doing this long enough.
I just have a question about the whole item three, or the rule under the permits for Kalis. My constituents are currently...
What page, Alderman?
68. One of the complaints I'm hearing from constituents is that Putes is kind of like a mini raceway, and people are speeding on that area. And I just don't want to add alcohol to that equation. So I'm kind of looking, I look at it as beer, wine, and alcohol consumption is not allowed unless authorized and indicated on pavilion permit. Do we need that? Does Kayla's need any alcohol?
No.
At all? That would be my comment, is just to make it no alcohol at all, because you're going to be adding a different equation to what is already speeding and some other traffic issues.
Madam Clerk.
I guess then my concern was, shouldn't there be a section in the municipal code prohibiting it for enforcement purposes? Because normally you would say it is allowed, but if you're saying it is not allowed, where's your law that says it is not allowed just because you're putting it in the rules?
I have a question.
We deal with these people at the counter.
Alderman Barber still has the floor.
To me, I mean, Kayla is a special situation. Clients that are being invited to use this, and the reason it was built, I also don't feel that alcohol is really needs to be injected into that environment.
Alderman Wilhelm, then the city attorney.
I guess it seems like the simple thing would be to just strike. I have a question. Are there any parks that don't have alcohol permitted on the application form? Are all of them allowed to have alcohol? Every single one?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether they get a permit or
Ken Wendell.
Not. All we do is we put a sticker on it. We don't give them extra permission. It's just a sticker that appears on the permit so that...
Right. Okay, so maybe the suggestion is I know what they want to do is they want to take this application and send it out to printer because it comes with a carbon copy on the back once it's all set to go, so they have a whole box of them with carbons.
We're not going
to
do that.
The permit itself, we could strike out the beer and wine alcohol consumption for the Kayla's Playground, the scheduled visit, and the actual pavilion permit. That eliminates the alcohol, and then just add something that it's due to it being a special park or a regional park along that line. And then once that's done, that kind of takes care of that maybe neighborhood issue. And then I still think that Alderman Taylor would like to have a neighborhood meeting, and I think that's really important, but at least you can have the application ready to go, and he can tell them that the alcohol's been eliminated from the form, and that may solve a lot of concerns at that point, and that way we can still do the rentals, but we're not, it's kind of a middle-of-the-road solution, I guess.
Mr. City Attorney.
Frankly, on the run last week, I learned a little bit of the history about Park's operations, and one of my questions was with regard to the alcohol permit, what's the process, et cetera, et cetera. This is strictly a regulation pertaining to permits. I don't need a permit if the meeting ends at 8 p.m. and I go to a grocery store and buy a six-pack of Shorty beers and go sit at a picnic table at Lions Legend Park. And my simple thought, which I hadn't thought about before because I hadn't heard this discussion, what if somebody's renting the pavilion and there's four or five people with a little cooler of beer or a bottle of wine sitting on a picnic table? I mean, that is the reality of it, unless somehow there's consideration of banning any alcohol beverages consumption within a city park. And
city
it might not make any difference because permits are pulled for larger functions with more people and there's organization involved, et cetera, et cetera. But some of those under the permit might query why, if I'm under the pavilion roof, why can't I have a beer or a wine while somebody 10 feet away at a picnic table or a bench is drinking that? Just a thought.
I was just trying to say that, but I said it the clerk way, not the city attorney way. But that was my point.
Right.
Like, in order to not allow it, then you have to prohibit it. So Dave understood me.
Alderman Wilhelm.
So I guess there's sort of a decision. Do we want to see this as a more regional park and a special park and prohibit it right here or not? It's not in my district. I'm willing to, you know, listen to what the two aldermen that are going to have the most complaints about this, what their feeling is on this. I'll support whatever, what they feel is necessary. So.
Mr. City Attorney.
On an interim basis, you know, pending further review and meetings, I don't see any problem striking the alcohol availability on the permit, pending further review by the council and the meetings.
Provided everyone understands that does not ban alcohol. And that relates to phone calls that I get. I'm sure you got the same phone call. It's like,
we will get them at the counter.
Right.
So, big picture thinking. If you strike it off here, there will be expectations. If I was you guys, I'd leave it on.
You're not us.
By the way, there's lots of talk about meetings about this. There is no prohibition about holding neighborhood meetings on your own. Doesn't need staff time. Doesn't need anybody's permission. You can just do it. Alderman Mayor.
Well, I guess I have a question to that. I mean, yes, they could have neighborhood meetings, but to what effect? You know, where does that get them? Where does that get the resident complaints about this? Is it just that they get to talk it out and complain to their alderman, or would something actually happen for them? I've received phone calls too from residents in the area, and there's a big concern about, you know, the number of people who are coming to this park. It's a different kind of park. It's not a city park. It's regional. You have people from all over the county coming, quite a number of people. And I don't know, I guess I would have concerns if alcohol was included in on that kind of a situation where you have a lot of kids playing and moms and dads, and issues could come up with that many people out there. Plus the fact of the little road and the traffic out there. I guess I just have a question of if it's just a neighborhood meeting, what does that get anybody, the residents, that is?
Well, as I understand, the request is to allow the neighbors to understand what's going on, what the regulations may be, and offer their input. I see us all doing that all the time, so I don't know why this would be any different. And then you had a comment about, and by the way, I have no heartburn with banning alcohol in the parks. I don't have an issue either way. It doesn't bother me either way. But, you know, if you want to do it, do it. If you want to have a meeting, have a meeting. You know, and Parks Commission, you were there. It was an open meeting. Everybody could have come. And I wish more people would. So whatever you want to do here, but understand there are expectations. If you say, if you strike something out, you're going to get the calls. I'm going to get the calls. And
what's going to change, Your Honor? I'm getting the calls now. So
you can leave it in or take it out. Don't have heartburn either way. But a lot of times we don't think if you take it out, then somebody's going to say, alcohol's not permitted in the park. Well, yes, it is. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Do what you want. I don't care. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. No heartburn. Hold on,
well. Well, can't just put up a sign and say that particular park, no alcohol permitted, period? Then
but that's not legal.
Oh, it's not legal. Okay.
You got to pass an ordinance.
Okay. Well, and maybe that's what the residents might want to see, is an ordinance passed.
Right, and I think the
maybe they do. I don't know.
And I think
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I would say, and then when I say neighborhood meeting, it's not just, I would say, me as the alderman, because we have the alderman Barbara, who represents the people on the other side of the street that have concerns, and down the road.
It should be public notice.
So be publicly noticed, and I think where staff would be involved, staff would do the mailing. They would do a mailing to a selected area, and then we would have, you know, a meeting here in the community room at, you know, for an hour on one night, just like no different than when we deal with North Cape Road. We dealt with the people on Oakwood with the Interstate Partners. Who do you think put that mailing out? Well, I think that was the developer, but that was also in conjunction with city staff on who they should mail it to. So that's all. I think when we're talking about the city with this big meeting that's taking place, it would be publicly noted. It would be the two aldermen that are neighboring to work together to maybe pick the streets, city staff to put something together, some sort of letter that we look at, we sign off on, goes out there, meeting takes place, we get some input, and then from that, have some more conversations and figure out what to do. In the meantime, to allow it to be rented in an interim basis until we make a decision. We can always change our mind. We always say, nope, we're not renting the pavilion. That's always a possibility. But in the meantime, because there is interest in that, if this had been done 3 months ago, which it could have been, we wouldn't be having this problem. But for some reason, it wasn't. And so we were here now, and we're being told.
Because you didn't do it, Alderman. Let's call a spade a spade.
Do what?
Call a public meeting.
I didn't look at all the minutes and see exactly what was in there until it started coming to us now, and we started talking about it.
I don't want to start a battle.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
want
no,
start
you like to. Well, you like to. So I mean, there's nothing new with you. But anyways, we're here now. I can't go back in time. I was also busy too myself. You've been gone quite a bit lately, so I mean,
I'm a busy person, absolutely.
Exactly. So, sometimes things don't make it the top of the priority list, this being one of them for me. So we'd have this meeting, get some input, and then go from there.
What's your motion, Alderman?
I'll make a motion that we will allow staff to fulfill. People can do permits. People, and staff can approve them. Minus striking the alcohol, even though we know that and then one of the things we'll look at is whether we ban alcohol from that park as a whole, because the mayor is absolutely correct. You're going to have people with a situation like the city attorney described. You could have a cooler, somebody there, not have anything to do with the party that's in the pavilion drinking. And then people are saying, well, we thought there was no alcohol. So maybe this park, because it's not a city park, it's more of a regional park, we take a look at that. But let's get some input, and let's let the park commission have some of that discussion. Maybe make a recommendation.
Okay, can I help you?
Sure.
A motion to proceed with the permitting process, striking item, whatever it is, alcohol, and to have the alderman work with city staff on a public meeting to discuss the permit procedure.
Perfectly stated. Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
You need a second.
Second.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Logistically, I'm just thinking you're going to let us issue park permits, and then we're going to have a meeting and possibly change things. Just to let you know when it is public that we are going to be issuing permits, it doesn't mean that we are going to be issuing permits for the next 3 weekends. It means people will come and they will want August and they will want July, and I guess I'm...
For the calendar year 2016.
Okay, thank you.
So any changes would have take effect January 1, 17.
Sure.
Makes sense.
That gives people the opportunity. That way it's actually happening. People can, the neighbors can experience. They can maybe get a little more, you know, feedback. And then maybe we wait a month or two to have the actual neighborhood meeting and let it take place, and maybe then they'll realize, you know, all right, it's not that bad. It's nothing. I couldn't even tell you if anybody was actually renting it or not. And so let's get that, you know, experience, because to me, I think a lot of this will go away in time because it's there and people get used to it. Just like people hate sidewalks and then they're there and then people get used to it. I know, but that's the truth though. So maybe that's the case, and then some of this animosity will go away. But it's there. I hear about it. So,
Alderman, on the motion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Clarification was, this is for both permits because they both talk about alcohol. There's the one for the special, and then there's the one for the pavilion itself.
No, there's only one.
Well,
the special one is just so that we are notified when a school wants to use the playground. That's all it is. It's not a permit.
So that's called the scheduled visit. The scheduled...
Yeah.
Visit has on page 68 the top, it says rules, beer and wine alcohol is not allowed unless authorized. So it has the same line about alcohol,
so we'll strike that too.
I just wanted to make sure that was covering on both of them.
I don't know what grade school is going to bring alcohol, but
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded and includes language that this is in effect for calendar 16. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. Item G6, additional playground equipment. City engineer.
The last meeting discussion regarding the tables at Kayla's playground, Franklin Woods, were tabled. As I understand, there was two questions that was asked to come back to you. First question is, would the Wausau Tile, the low bidder, provide fewer tables, specifically six, at the same unit price as originally quoted for the 12. The second issue is, would the proposed 12 tables crowd the area? To answer the first question, yes. I contacted Wausau Tile. I understand it was actually a very good deal. In fact, it's including shipping, which typically is not included. So, but they did agree that they would provide six at the same unit price as 12. Second question regarding would 12 crowd the area. You see a to scale drawing. Originally, they had proposed 32 tables, and I understand the Parks Commission had a lengthy discussion and decided 12 would be more appropriate, and there's also a scale drawing of what that would be. So to answer your questions, yes, they'll provide less unit price, and 12 is not crowding the area. Recommendation is that you proceed to purchase the 12.
Other one.
I'm fine with that. I appreciate the extra information this time. It does say that the attached council is the original schematic. This is not actually the original, that was in the first packet. So I just want to point out it's the same map, but it's not exactly what was in the previous packet. And that has been an issue of discussion. So I just needed to clarify that. I do appreciate the extra maps. This is so much easier for scale and spacing to see that you can get wheelchairs around, and this is perfect. This is exactly what we needed, so thank you very much for that. I know that the Parks Commission Chair spoke at the citizen comment period, and I just wanted to make a suggestion on when an item is being brought forward from the Park Commission or any board and commission, especially the ones that we represent, if that commission knows that the alderman wasn't there for that, and he had stated that Alderman Mayer was not there for that discussion, then and they know it's coming on the agenda, a simple call from the chairman to the district, to the not the district dollar person, but the park commission representative, could have clarified, and then when the questions came up, Alderwoman Mayer could have been able to answer those questions. If Alderwoman Mayer wasn't available, the district alderperson could have been contacted, or the council president, because the mayor was out of town. So there are a lot of ways that boards and commissions can communicate better to make their point, and then we won't have outstanding questions. Hopefully they can get answered ahead of time. I know I spend a lot of time reading up before the meeting and calling staff and asking questions. I guess that on that particular item, I hadn't thought about how many would be packed in there until Alderman asked about the spacing and the wheelchairs, so it makes sense. So I just wanted to say thank you for that extra information, and which I can now support this, but I'll let someone else speak or make a motion if they'd like.
Actually, I'm going to apologize on behalf of the staff that pages 73 and 74 should have been in the packet last meeting. Mr. Rosenberg.
Chairman, if it's the council's desire to have the motion, finance would ask that the motion of the April 19th council action document, which indicates the appropriation coming from the contingency in the capital improvement fund, be the motion that's made.
It's not the pack. Okay. Alderman Mayer. Alderwoman Mayer.
I guess I need to clarify why.
Well, in order to commit funds, we need an appropriation, and there is no, the only available appropriation that finance is aware of currently is the contingency budget in the capital improvement fund. Then we will come back with a budget modification to provide different appropriations.
The budget,
there was discussion.
The surplus was transferred to fund balance and carried forward to the 2016 budget as fund balance. That's why we're in that.
All right. I still can't support 12 tables. You're looking at 48 to 60 plus extra people to sit at that park, in addition to the number of people who would be sitting in the pavilion. I just think that that's an awful lot for that little tiny park. I won't support it. I wouldn't support six. If I would get a motion for a second to a motion to do six, I would be able to support that, but I won't be able to support 12.
Is there a second to Alderwoman Mayer's motion for six? Seeing none, the motion dies due to lack of second. Is there another motion regarding this matter? Is there another motion regarding this matter?
I guess I'll make the motion. It concerns my district. No, Mayor, you make the motion. You're good at wordsmithing it, so you put something together, and then I'll just nod.
I wish I had the April 19th motion. Mr. City Attorney.
Motion to authorize the purchase of additional site furnishings. Six regular picnic tables, six ADA picnic tables, waste receptacles, and concrete bollards for the patio adjacent to Kayla's Playground from Wausau Tile in the amount of $11,593 with funding to be provided from the contingency in the capital improvement fund.
Second.
Alderman Taylor made the motion.
No, I'll let you make it.
All right. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Five ayes. Almost said it. Gets to be a habit after a while. Five ayes, one no. No absent, no abstention. No abstentions. Move on to G7, request by the Indian Community School for permission to remove buckthorn under conservation easement.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution approving a supplemental agreement number 7 with HNTB for not to exceed $12,601 for final design.
So moved. Second.
Discussion, seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? A little quick.
Could I just know the beginning and the ending of where it's coming? Is it starting at college and going to the county line, or is it, where's the, because
I don't know.
And also, the date is wrong because we're past the April 25th date. So the supplemental agreement should be amended to start on today's date, both on page 86 and which...
with technical corrections by the city attorney.
Thank you, Alderman. Is that the seconder?
Yep.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution item G9, resolution for development agreement with Autumn Leaves.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10, a resolution for temporary easement at 3177 West College Avenue for construction of the College Avenue sidewalk.
Make motion.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, you have a revised resolution at your place authorizing certain officials to approve the vacation of an existing water easement, pump house, etc. Alderman Mayor.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. City Attorney.
That's correct.
There are highlighted.
Yeah.
Copies before the common council members of a redraft resolution, and that is all subject to further changes as necessary by the city attorney.
Is that your motion, Alderman Mayor?
Yes.
And who was the second?
I second it.
Is that,
yep.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Followed on by G12, a resolution. Again, you've got a revised resolution at your place. To accept a public water main easement at that Scepter Drive address and two others.
So moved.
Second.
And that includes technical corrections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alderman Mayor?
Yes.
Changes as needed.
Changes as needed?
Changes as needed.
Yep. Changes as needed.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13, a resolution to amend the City of Franklin investment policy for reserves and liquidity investment.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, this is pretty much for information, investment policy statement for the City of Franklin.
Motion for receiving place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G15, the monthly financial report.
Motion for receiving place on file.
Second.
The discussion of that motion? Come on. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item G16, a resolution relative to approval of an amendment to Exhibit C of the Domestic Animal Control Services Agreement with MADAC.
We all love MADAC.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
I know. Normally, you do take a shot at how much wasteful spending that is for us.
I have those private conversations now.
And you talk about the ICC meeting.
At the ICC meeting, yes. Is there a motion to table G17 to the next meeting?
Second.
Discussion, seeing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G18, the summer schedule. I was looking to open some weeks up for vacations for people, but it's your decisions.
We have right now the July 5th Common Council right after the 4th of July, so.
Remove that one.
You got a meeting on June 21st, so that'd be 4 weeks for a council agenda. I'm okay with it, but just no.
Let's just move it to Wednesday. It's just July.
I think we could just, can we just limit it? I mean, can we serve, if there's a need for a special meeting, can the mayor call a special meeting for a specific item?
How's this? Get rid of the 5th, move the 19th to the 12th, then you'll have 19th, 26th open.
Well, I know, when you're talking about vacations, I know that's where I'm going to be going.
Which week?
The week of the 12th, that next week. So I'd rather just call.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Unless there's something urgent, can we survive a month? I mean, I think the county board can. We'd take a whole month off.
We can generally survive.
Yeah.
Checks. Except for checks. And then what I'd like to do is if we change that, then you authorize the mayor and staff to issue checks.
During that period of time?
If that's
code.
Legal.
I think it's ordinance.
Or we'll stretch it to.
He's nodding his head. It's ordinance.
It's ordinance? Then we can change it. We can accept. We can exempt ourselves.
Can't we just handle them on the 21st?
Oh, then, but you're saying they won't. The 19th is, that would be. What?
Without authorization, we can't release any development checks.
We'll pre-authorize them for you.
Mr. Liberta.
Part of that ordinance identifies the special circumstances where checks can be received or can be approved by staff. What we can look at is short-term common council like designations and vacation periods. So you're giving a one meeting approval for it, and we build that in the ordinance. That may
if we actually recess, determine it, something like that.
We'll talk to the city attorney and consider bringing a modification to that ordinance for special periods like that, because there are other periods where we've seen in the last 10 years that that would have been useful as a special exception.
Can we? Well, I was going to say then, can we strike committee of holes too? Like we're not going to have committee of holes either.
How many have we had lately?
I know, I'm saying, but let's just take them off. So we just know that's not going to happen. We remove the two committee of holes. So I'll make a motion to remove June 6th committee of hole, August 1st committee of hole, July 5th common council meeting, and for city staff to work with the city attorney to figure out how to handle the checks in that interim period of time while we're in recess. No, you don't like that, Sandy?
Well, the clerk has an alternate.
All right. You got something better.
If you move the 21st of June to the 28th, and you take away the 5th of July, but you keep the 19th, you would have a meeting every 3 weeks.
Let's do that. That's fine. Sure. Mm-hmm. That'll be my motion.
And then,
or add that to it.
If you could decide what you're going to do with August committee of the whole, even though we do take it away.
I said I would take it away.
And then,
or I may recommend
Labor Day. If you want to keep that, that's the day after Labor Day. Is still 3 weeks, so you're kind of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So the motion is to not hold committee of the whole June 6th. Mm-hmm. And August 1st.
Right.
And then move the June 21st meeting and hold it on June 28th. Do not have a meeting on July 5th. And the rest of the schedule stands.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah, August, he already said August committee the whole.
I said that already.
Right.
Yeah. And then, do you want to be the 28th instead of the 21st?
Right.
Yeah.
Alderman Mayor.
No, I was just going to point out August 1st is National Night Out, so we would definitely want to cancel that committee of the whole.
It's part of the motion. Yep. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. There is no 19. There is no 20 or 21. We move on to item H.
All right. Here we go.
One. Who is doing this?
Me.
Alderman Taylor.
Back to the shotgun mode. Very, very quickly.
Can we chuckle at you with the names like we've done for 52 years?
That's what I'm doing. I'm just ham. Oh, I'm going to butcher them horribly. Okay. Here, operators. Andreessen approved. Dow approved.
Do you want to do them in groups?
What?
Let's just do it.
I apologize for interrupting you, but... Andreessen through whoever approved.
Well, how about the first page? We'll do that for other pages, but not the first one.
Okay.
There's some. So Andreessen approved, Dow approved, Dow approved, Harmon Hole for appearance, Harmon Hole for appearance, Megan approved, Stuck Hole for appearance, Nadine Hole for appearance. No, Nadine is approved, and Wilson Hicks Hole for appearance. Page 2, all approve. Page 3, all approve except for Vito Cicilano, hold for appearance. I like this better, Your Honor. Page 4, basically we'll approve for the Speedway, and then the next, so Ultramart, Little Gems, KinderCare, Faith Academy, Milwaukee County Parks, and Milwaukee County Parks will be all approved pending inspection, and the rest would all be approved, and then approve on the back page.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying
That's
aye.
That's the way to do
aye.
It.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item
I like green name. I do like the name.
Well, you did better than Gardner used to do it. But
what?
It's an old story.
Okay.
Item I-1, is there a motion approving the net general city checking account vouchers ranges 160474 through 160655 in the amount of $8,185,560.05 dated April 15th through May 2nd?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Who's dropped out?
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dander?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated April 29th, 2016, the amount of $390,403.49, and the payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $365,012.19 plus city matching payments?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dander?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. A motion approving the net payroll dated May 13th, 2016, estimated $357,000 payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated at $212,000 plus any matching payments.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Is there a motion? Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving the property tax refunds and settlements 16386 and EFT numbers 100 in the amount of $413.09 dated April 15th through May 2nd?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Or motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Trump.